The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The more you listen,
the better person you become.
I don't know, is there room for improvement?
Come on, you know there's room for improvement.
Connect to TNTRadioEmpire.com
and find the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Standline Tuesday today, we'll tweet out some real live human girls.
If that's what you're into.
That's boring.
If that's what you're into, right. Yeah, I looked at that chicken thing. That's kind of weird. The guy's in bed with it, too, and he's not really, I mean, I'm surprised he even put that in there. He goes, I'm so happy now. You know, he's got like a European thing, but it's like a chicken. Like you're right, Puss. It's like chicken legs that were already. There's no hair all over it, so it looks like she's a deformed woman. That's what it looked like to me. Is that what you saw?
It's very odd.
Yeah, it was odd.
I mean, for sex doll guy, it's weird.
Yeah,
you know.
I'm very happy now.
Well,
it was a Schwarzenegger kind of voice.
If you look at the link that I posted, I put a comment below that with the other link that has the video of him just like rubbing down the raw chicken.
I didn't see that part. Okay.
A whole nother level of weird,
too. The chicken lady in bed, when he's kind of mounting it on Instagram. Now, granted, you don't see much, but he's going, I'm so happy now.
He looked happy.
Yeah, he did. That's like that guy. That's like your dog in the dog treat. That guy and his chicken dog.
We did find somebody as excited about a dog, or as a dog. How would you even get a sex doll like that? Because I'm sure there's not a section that's like, oh, here's the chicken bodies.
Yeah. I don't want.
No, there is.
I don't
really.
Yes, apparently.
I don't want feet on my sex doll, and I want it to look like a chicken. That's how you say it.
Well, sir, you've come to the right place.
Not even a chicken foot.
No, there's not even chicken foot. It's like because it's like Puss said.
Yeah.
It's a chicken. It's already been pretty much ready to eat.
Oh.
It's a bare chicken, basically.
Yeah, it looks like a chicken, like a whole chicken you would buy at the grocery store.
That's it, yeah.
Only proportionally sized with a
human
head.
It had boobs, kind of like. Well, that's what the chicken breast was.
And a nighty.
Well, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Of course, yeah.
Yuri apparently has some friends because they're faking a wedding.
Oh, are they?
There's a whole wedding party on Instagram. He's marrying one of the sex dolls.
Well, first of all,
there's people dressed in tuxes.
Well, hell, I'm going to that wedding.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean,
for
I avoid
sure.
weddings like the plague, but I'm going to that one.
Oh yeah, I'm going to that one.
Oh yeah, it's got to be a first, you know.
All right, so congratulations, Yuri.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be a tough gift to buy. What do you buy a man who's marrying his chicken body doll?
I want the wedding checklist. You know, I've been to a.
I don't think he's marrying the chicken legged one.
I've been to a gay wedding.
She's just a side doll.
I've been to a gay wedding. I've been to a gay wedding when it comes. Oh, two ladies. We've all been to one of those. I haven't been to a gay wedding with two dudes yet, but I want to go to the guy that marries his chicken doll. I want to be at that wedding. That way you'll win at every party.
Hey,
yeah,
life is about experiences,
right,
man.
Right,
mm-hmm. Right. If I get invited to that wedding, I'm going.
Right. Are you a friend of the chicken or the groom?
Yes.
Only the groom now.
I'll sit the chicken side of the church.
What's your old say? Do something you haven't done before today, or I forget the verbiage.
That sounds kind of heady for me.
Yeah, it sounds real deep.
Was I repeating it from somebody?
No, you've said that.
Oh, I did. Okay.
You've imparted that philosophy.
Yeah, yeah.
Do something different today.
Right.
Do something you haven't done before.
Yep.
And going to a... Actually, he's not marrying the chicken leg
doll. No, he's marrying a regular one.
Yeah.
Well, that chicken leg doll be weird.
Marry
that.
Yeah.
He's not crazy.
No, I'm always interested at a wedding to see who somebody shows up with. Like, if you go with coworkers where you just know them, and you're like, oh, that's what their spouse looks like, or whatever. This chicken doll wedding where people just showed up with their own sex dolls.
Oh, that's a good point. Because there's going to be a group of people that are freaks also going to that wedding.
Yeah, you invite the club.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That sex doll has a nice ass, though.
The chicken one doesn't.
No.
I can't find the chicken one.
They like to refer to that as a dark meat, Todd.
Do I need to keep scrolling?
It's a weird look, but it's worth it, though. Speaking of great content on the show, this is from Trent. Hey, guys, love the show. Almost embarrassed to admit how hard I was laughing during the Kelly Clarkson pooping story. That was yesterday. There's Poop in My Boots is a sure number one hit.
Straight up the charts.
Keep up the Hall of Fame content, fellas. Thanks for what you do. Hall of Fame content.
Well, here's Yuri pulling the hair of one of the sex dolls.
All right.
She likes that.
She must.
She likes that.
She must.
Well, she doesn't dislike it.
Right. Yeah, because she's a doll. All right.
Well. Yeah, I saw in his Instagram thing, he said that the chicken doll was figuring out its sexual identity.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, well, Jesus.
I guess you have to give the doll space to figure things out.
Yeah. So it identifies as a cat?
Maybe.
All right.
That would suck for Yuri.
Yeah, that sounds like something Mike Huckabee would say. I identify as that.
If you're a bird, you identify as a cat. That could be difficult.
Yeah, you're right. Right.
Somebody needs to tell Yuri there's a worldwide pandemic going on, because I don't know how recent these pictures are, but they're out to eat. They're getting a massage. They're out clubbing.
Yeah, but I don't think the dolls can catch COVID.
Well, Yuri could.
Yeah.
And how dumb do you feel if you're the masseuse hired for the doll?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all right, I guess I'll take the money, but I don't know what I'm doing here.
There's a woman working the doll.
Right.
Yeah. Trishy's not rubbing that real hard.
You're probably half-assing that one.
This is a video.
I forget which country this is.
Well, he sounded like he was a Schwarzenegger kind of guy.
I thought you said it was Russia.
I'm very happy now.
If that's what I said.
Eastern European.
I said I just forgot.
Yeah. Well, the script on the Instagram looks like it's Russian.
Right. Well, I could see him being an anti-vax COVID denier. You know, the guy who's into the... chicken-bodied sex doll. You might have a hard time, Mike.
They run the same crowd.
Oh, Kazakhstan is where he's from.
Oh, okay, got it. All right.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A former Walmart employee is accused of intentionally crashing through a North Carolina store. 32-year-old Lacey Gentry... fired back in February, then early this month, Gentry allegedly drove his vehicle into the Concord location and down the aisles, causing extensive property damage. Store's closed. Nobody was injured. But he's now been charged with breaking and entering, assault on a government official with a deadly weapon. Don't know how that came into play, but nevertheless. That sounds like something you'd want to do.
What was her name?
Yeah, if you knew the store was empty.
And you were upset at them and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
It would be fun.
What was her name again?
Lacey something.
I watched a good 45 minutes of Ted the other night, the first one. And the line where he says he's dating somebody. He meets at a Walmart kind of place. Remember, he worked at the grocery store? And Wahlberg's character goes... Ted goes, white trash girl name.
Yeah. Well,
let me get it. Let me guess it. And then that Wahlberg memorizes all these names. I thought we used to have that clip. That is one of the greatest clips ever.
I enjoyed that one.
It was so good. He goes through I shouldn't say that many, but he goes through a bunch of names, and he finally gets it right when he has to add Lynn to it. It's one of those names with a Lynn to it. Remember that?
That was the first one?
Yeah, that was the first one.
Okay.
Yeah, with
White trash names.
Yeah.
It's in the computer there.
It is? Okay, good. Yeah. Because when I heard Lacey, I thought of that particular name. Of course, they do say my wife's name in here, too. It's 37 seconds, but I love this movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you know, well, what's her name?
White trash name, guess.
Mandy.
Nope.
Marilyn.
Nope.
Brittany.
Nope.
Tiffany.
Nope.
Candace. All right, speed round. I'm going to rattle off some names, and when I hit it, buzz it, okay?
I will tell
you. You got me?
Yeah.
All right, Brandy, Heather, Channing, Brianna, Amber, Sabrina, Melody, Dakota, Sierra, Bambi, Crystal, Samantha, Autumn, Ruby, Taylor, Tara, Tammy, Lauren, Charlene, Chantel, Courtney, Misty, Jenny, Krista, Mindy, Noelle, Shelby, Trina, Reba, Cassandra, Nikki, Kelsey, Shauna, Jolene, Early, Claudine, Savannah, Casey, Dolly, Kendra, Collie, Chloe, Devin, Emily, Luke, Becky.
Nope.
Wait, was it any one of those names with a Lynn after it?
Yes.
I got you. Okay. Brandy Lynn, Heather Lynn,
Tammy Lynn.
Ah!
I turned that on. Nobody was around, and I think I had a couple cocktails in me. It was over the weekend. One of the movie channels is running Ted. And I just was just howling. It was like the perfect time cleanser for my brain, watching Ted. They mentioned Ted the other night on Family Guy. They mentioned Ted, too. I like Ted 2, not as good as Ted 1, and they abused his own movie. It's a funny, But Ted, speaking of Ted bangs that chick, man.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, the teddy bear is banging chicks in Ted 1.
Yeah. More than one, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he have a couple of escorts on the couch at one time?
That might have been two.
Real girls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. Even the teddy bear got real girls, Yuri. I know actors are trained to learn lines. I get it. But that was brilliant, the way he had to do that on the couch.
That's a lot.
It is a lot, man.
All right. Tomas on the email says, my girlfriend Tammy hated that scene. I played it.
They say Becky in that at the end. Becky. No, no.
My wife's name was in there,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. Your wife's name was in there, right?
Probably not the same spelling, though.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. I'm pronounced the same way, man.
Especially after I played it over and over.
Was there a Chrissy in there? I don't think there was.
I think there was some. There was some variation.
Yeah,
of that.
And he read somewhere that was mostly ad lib. That's got to be scripted.
I don't believe you can just rattle that
off the top of your head.
You can't because you. I mean, once you have. Maybe I don't know. You know what? That would be the question. We talked to Wahlberg once. He was golfing. It was a great conversation. He was actually golfing with us. While he was talking to us, and it was a great connection. But that would, I want to ask him that. I think that'd be a good question. I'm sure he's been asked it, maybe. I know you're an actor, but how'd you rattle off all those names?
That quickly.
And on a couch talking to an inanimate object, because it's not, you know, they put in that teddy bear later.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, that's easy. He's an actor.
Right.
He pulls that off all the time.
True.
Yeah, that would take skill.
No, because if you started ad-libbing names, you would just throw out regular names. You would say, and Jimmy, and you would just, I would screw up completely, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you might venture outside the white trash name.
Right, exactly.
Well, you could argue that some of those you wouldn't necessarily put in that class.
Yeah, but a lot
but
of
we don't know. We don't know.
Right, I mean, a lot of them really fit the description.
I love that all these dudes on dates with girls, they're into the movie, and then that scene comes up, and their name pops up.
I know.
They're like, I hate this.
Or if she's a, or she's a something Lynn.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, what's her name?
White trash name, guess.
Mandy.
Nope.
Marilyn.
Nope.
Brittany.
Nope.
Tiffany.
Nope.
Candace. All right, speed round. I'm going to rattle off some names, and when I hit it, buzz it, okay?
I will tell you.
You got me?
Yeah.
All right, Brandy, Heather, Channing, Brianna, Amber, Sabrina, Melody, Dakota, Sierra, Bambi, Crystal, Samantha, Autumn, Ruby, Taylor, Tara, Tammy, Lauren, Charlene, Chantel, Courtney, Misty, Jenny, Krista, Mindy, Noelle, Shelby, Trina, Reba, Cassandra, Nikki, Kelsey, Shauna, Jolene, Early, Claudine, Savannah, Casey, Dolly, Kendra, Collie, Chloe, Devin, Emily, Luke, Becky?
Nope.
Wait, was it any one of those names with a Lynn after it?
Yes.
I got you. Okay. Brandy Lynn, Heather Lynn,
Tammy Lynn.
That's my favorite part.
Isn't that Britney Spears' sister's name? Isn't she a Jamie Lynn?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
I
recognize. I'm listening closely to all those names, too. I have a niece named Sierra. You know.
Yeah, Greg's right. I would dispute Marilyn as a white trash name.
Well, if you know somebody's white trash and that's their name, it sticks to you.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what we all think about people's names, you know.
Yeah, and that's a name that was popular a long time ago. Like in the 60s and 70s, there are probably a lot
more
white
trash. That one stands out differently, too. That one stands out to be differently, too. But the rest of them,
Yeah, there is a Krista in here, but no Christy. So,
okay.
Todd, but you and I both of our wives' names are in here.
Oh, yeah.
I found the actual script of the of the names.
Right. See, I don't think Dakota is necessarily a white trash name.
You might know somebody that's named Dakota.
I don't know
pretty
anybody
white trash.
Named Dakota that's white trash.
Yeah, it's got to be. We'll take that call. If you're white trash and your name's Dakota, give us a call.
I know
Dakota.
A lot of people with those names that are rattled off there.
Yeah, I do too.
I'd say probably about a third white trash out of all.
The Florida Fish, rather, and Wildlife Conservation Commission says it's gator mating season.
Uh-oh.
Hold on, puss. Put your pants back on. It's not what you think it is. It's actually a warning for Florida residents to be on high alert for alligators that are mating with another alligator.
Yeah, they don't want to be messed with that.
Yeah, you don't
want
to get in the middle of that, do you?
No.
Do they do a doggy?
They do a gatory.
Gator style.
I know, but you would think there's, where's the hole at? No, I'm just picturing it.
You have so many questions.
The whole back of a gator is designed to be, to protect themselves. It's hard and shell-like, you know. So the bottom part would be the soft part. So where, how's two gators bang?
Well, a guy did record a couple gators going at it in his backyard,
okay.
And you can see his.
I'll see the video, yeah.
Yeah, you can see his video to see who's doing what to where.
I'm guessing it's belly to belly. And
flip her over.
Yeah,
the tail would be in the way. Well, how does that work, puss?
The gator piece.
God help me, I'm Googling gators mating videos.
Well, of course, man. Well, that'd have been a great question for our buddy Jungle Jack, man.
Oh, I Googled, where is the gator's vagina?
You're going to get ads for some really weird sex dolls now.
Gator mating season peaks in May and June, but it is starting now.
What's it look like, puss? Is it doggy?
Oh, they haven't gotten there yet. They're still biting each other.
Are you watching them have dinner or what?
It's foreplay.
Yeah, apparently. Right.
They're still holding hands.
She's trying to get a deal on the rent.
They're watching a movie. I haven't gotten there yet. You're watching the courtship, obviously,
mm-hmm.
until the late
apparently.
Part. Right. Are they eggs, right? Or are they mammals? They're eggs, aren't they?
Reptiles?
They're eggs.
Yeah, they're eggs.
Yeah, they're reptiles.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not interested.
No, I am.
Yeah, now you made me curious.
Yeah, I'm watching. I watched Yuri bang a chicken woman earlier. I'm going to watch two gators go at it. I mean, I feel normal watching two gators go at it after watching Yuri. But I'm so happy now.
It looks to be some form of variation on a theme of doggy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is a tail get raised up?
I don't know. There's not a lot to see. Yeah. You know, there's just a couple of gators, one's on top of each other.
Got it. All right. Ooh. Got to insert somewhere.
Well, see this one; they're kind of under the water, so I can't.
Oh, maybe it's, natural lube.
No, doesn't work that way.
Not with humans, but with them.
Yeah, I may react differently.
Yeah. What's a gator penis look like?
I'm not Googling that
again.
Well, just look at the tab you already have open.
It's gator season.
Mating season.
Yeah.
I've never seen the gators going at it at the zoo. No. Normally there's just like one big one in there.
Right.
Apparently courtship routines may last for hours, but the actual act itself, usually less than 30 seconds.
Well, for hours,
he's going to tell her, oh, yeah, it's come on now. You're getting, okay, well, we're done.
Sounds like high school.
That's what I was seeing in that first video. They were just, like, biting at each other and rolling around. And like, okay, well, get on with it then.
Oh, you apparently were walking. Get on with it then.
Can't you just fast forward?
I did that, and then they just end up rolling back into the water, and that's the end of the video.
Well, 30 seconds.
You don't have to watch the foreplay.
No.
Skip all that.
Got that going on.
All right.
It's on the news. I love they're showing them getting it on the news.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. Right, they are just wrestling around. Looks like the main action, it does happen in the water.
Breaking news.
Probably no oral, though, because, gator, you don't want that anything in that thing's mouth.
Teeth would be inevitable.
Yes. You think a gator goes, teeth.
What do you want me to do? I have 3,000 teeth.
That's all I got.
Yeah, I don't think that's big with the reptiles.
No, only humans invented that part.
Is it with other mammals?
That would have been a great question. Jungle Jack would have answered that for us, too. He was a great dude. Yeah. Well, he is a great dude, but we know that.
It's got to be.
Oral with other animals.
I mean, like apes.
Google
and...
that, puss.
The bonobo?
Yes.
I think sexually they're the closest to humans. But I don't know about the oral thing.
What's a bonobo?
Been observed in primates, spotted in hyenas, goats, and sheep.
Hyenas? Here we come.
Walk down the street. Sheep!
Apparently,
you would know that.
Apparently, female cheetahs and lions will, as
do
part
oral.
Of the courtship
oral.
Of the male.
Really?
Good for them.
Well, I guess we're learning more about gator sex than we wanted to.
No.
Which is
gators
to
sport
say
permanent. Yeah. Gators apparently sport permanent tumescents.
Oh.
That hide inside their bodies.
Always chubbed up, huh?
Yeah.
That would be a nightmare.
Yeah. Probably didn't hurt as much as ours do.
Made of tough, fibrous tissue. That. Yeah. We'll let that go.
Yeah.
It's bizarre, different from anything we've seen in vertebrates, they say.
Well, they've been around.
They do it right. Yeah, they've been around for millions of years, so they've figured it out.
Yeah, they're very prehistoric kind of animals, and nothing kills them.
Yeah, things. They really haven't evolved much.
And they also haven't been extinct, so they know what they're doing.
I wonder if that means dinosaurs had permanent erections as well.
You think about that all day there. Yeah, we don't see those in Jurassic Park, do we?
No.
Like a big penis knocking over a building, you know? That'd be kind of cool.
And you don't see that in the little dinosaur illustrations.
Does Godzilla got big junk swinging a Kong? You saw the movie.
No.
All right.
No.
Just, yeah.
Of course, Kong could whip his out. That's got to be big.
Huge balls just like crushing buses.
Right to the balls.
Oh, here's a story from, it says 2014.
They'd be weighty.
Bus crushing balls he's got.
Apparently, in Croatia, they found two brown bears that were going oral on each other. Two brown bears were in captivity. Scientists saw them, you know.
Oh, really? Wow, you know.
So apparently bears do that, too.
Well, I'm curious
what
if
else
that's
would
just
you
an in-captivity behavior.
Well,
or
they figured it out like humans, because obviously years and years ago, humans figured out, hey, this feels pretty good.
Do bears oral in the woods
yeah.
is the question.
I'll have to ask my dad.
Yeah. there's the line, yeah. Boy, that's smart. Ooh, yeah. Is that a promo? Could you run that? Probably not.
Probably not.
All right.
Come on.
You can hear it, though. You can hear it.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.